It is National Lighthouse Day, but really that's every day here in Michigan because we have nearly 130 of them on our peninsulas and around the edges. And that is the subject of our Capitol Report, sponsored by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Trescott Rossman, and the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Now, to bring someone in who knows a little something about lighthouses is Brian Lajeski. He is Michigan Lighthouse Assistance Program Coordinator. What a title. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning and happy Lighthouse Day.
Happy Lighthouse Day to you. So first of all, I didn't know how many there were here in Michigan, and nearly 130 sounds like a lot.
It does, yes. Well, Michigan has the longest freshwater coastline in the U.S. and second longest coastline only to the state of Alaska. So that kind of helps to explain why we do have so many lighthouses. And then, of course, if you look at Michigan's history and our maritime history and our natural resources, you can understand why it was so important to have those guiding lights for our marine traffic in that commerce in Michigan.
Brian, what sparked your passion for the lighthouses and the preservation? I mean, do you have a personal favorite among the lighthouses here?
That's a great question. So I kind of accidentally stepped into this role and got involved with lighthouses to job here at the State Historic Preservation Office.
But this is like your children. You can't pick your favorite.
that was going to be my next line, exactly. You can't pick a favorite. You know, there are so many unique ones and so many unique different styles and locations and placements. It really is hard to pick one. But you can certainly have people, I think, have their favorite spots in Michigan. And I think if they look around them where their favorite spots are, they can find that might become their.
These were working lighthouses back in the day, trying to be, you know, lifesavers. But now they're just used as what, tourist stops mostly? Or they still function?
Yeah, I would say, you know, they do still function. Even if we don't have a working light and the lantern, I would say they still provide some function, some purpose in terms of day markers, even from the water, right? They do mark the land and they do help people know where they are if they're out on the water. But yes, many of them still do have working aids to navigation and service, and many of them have been, adapted to museum spaces or where people can, tourists can come and visit the towers.
I got to think, Brian, that there are some unique challenges in trying to, restore and maintain these lighthouses because many of them are in these like remote or harsh environments.
Oh, exactly. And how much time do we have? I could go into so many, so many different aspects of this in scenarios, but yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a really, really challenge. If you get to some of the more remote locations or some of our offshore lights, which are not publicly accessible and really are even difficult to see, those become even more challenging because they don't have the awareness. You know, you take some of our more popular lights that are tourist attractions, and it might be a little easier to facilitate fundraising for, right? Because you do have sort of a captive audience. But for others, it does become much more challenging. And you're right, they do have unique challenges because of their location, because of the environment that they're in, the harsh environment, and how that weathers the structures.
There is a way to plan trips around lighthouses here in Michigan, and I'm reading here that you can even stay overnight at some of them.
Yeah, that's true. So there are a couple where you can have the opportunity to spend the night. So I will tell you that I have had that opportunity in the past. So I've been able to stay at Point Betsy on Lake Michigan, which has a great little apartment. I believe it was the assistant keeper's quarters, and they've rehabilitated that to a place where you can rent and stay. Beautiful.
Interesting.
Spot.
I go to Frankfort.
Yeah.
So that's close
yeah,
by.
Yeah, there you go. Close by. Another one is the Detour Reef Light on the other side, on the Lake Huron side. That is an offshore light, and they drop you off for the weekend, and you spend a nice, quiet weekend by yourself out on the light. So it's really great. A couple different experiences. And there are a few more where you can spend the night or be a lighthouse keeper.
Brian, where does the funding come from for maintaining and restoring these lighthouses?
So the funding comes from a variety of sources. Of course, there are grant opportunities for the stewards to apply for. There's local fundraising, and I would say volunteer work and volunteer labor is also a big factor of that. Here at the State Historic Preservation Office, we do have a Michigan Lighthouse Assistance Program grant. That grant funding comes solely from the sale of the Michigan Save Our Lights license plate. So when you purchase that plate for your vehicle, $25 goes into our Lighthouse Fund, and then when you renew it every year, $10 goes into the Lighthouse Fund. So right now that's the only source of our dedicated Lighthouse Fund again, is from the sale of the Save Our Light.
Well, since 2000, you've awarded more than 2.9 million in matching grants to help repair and restore lighthouses around our state.
Correct. And so we go all the way from, Southeast Michigan all the way up to Eagle Harbor. So we cover the state with our lighthouse grants, and it helps them to both for planning. We can award grants for planning projects and for bricks and mortar projects. So if they need architectural services for an evaluation, a report, they can apply for a grant. And then, of course, if they need some bricks replaced and their mortar replaced, then they can apply for a grant for that as well.
And is that enough funding?
No, there's never enough funding, right? We're talking historic preservation and lighthouses. There's never enough funding.
I mean,
So, go ahead.
no, I was just saying, when you look ahead, going forward, I mean, are there some lighthouses right now that are currently in some critical need of attention?
Yeah, I would say there are a couple. And this kind of goes to our offshore lights, again, because of their remoteness and because of the challenges, right, with just getting people and materials out there. So those tend to be some of our more challenging. And, right now we do have sort of a lighthouse that is looking for a caretaker, and that's the Waukesha Light, which is off the west side of the Mackinac Bridge in Lake Michigan. And it's a tough one, because this is a very interesting story. I would encourage anyone listening to read up a little bit more on Waukesha. It was abandoned, decommissioned early on, and then during World War II, it was actually used for target practice by the military. And so it's kind of a shell of what it was, but it's in, need of help and need of a caretaker. So that's perhaps one of the most challenging ones that can use some help.
And there are a few that are privately owned. Is that true?
Correct. Yeah, that's true. Early on, when the federal government was decommissioning some of our lighthouses, they would go up for private sale. The process is much different today, but there are some that were transferred out of federal government early on, and those did go to private owners, and some of them were converted to, essentially cottages or private residences, people who own them.
And with this being National Lighthouse Day, I mean, what's the plan to celebrate and bring attention to the lighthouse preservation in Michigan?
Yeah, good question. So at the State Historic Preservation Office, we do help to promote Michigan's historic lighthouses and celebrate Lighthouse Day. We have announced our grant round for 2025. So those grant applications are due at the end of November. We also are doing, some social media posting and trying to build awareness for lighthouses around the state. We also, every year, we annually publish a Historic Lighthouses of Michigan map and postcards that are distributed at the Michigan Welcome Centers. And that's a way for us to help bring awareness to those lights and also to try and encourage people to purchase that Save Our Lights specialty plate to provide funding for our.
Well, I'll tell you, on National Lighthouse Day, I learned a lot today.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Brian Lajeski, Michigan Lighthouse Assistance Program Coordinator. Thank you so much for your time this morning. And these really are beautiful historic structures. And if you are so inclined, get that license plate.
Yes.
Great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. Enjoy your celebration today. Coming up on JR Morning, there's 90 days left in this election, and the ticket has been filled. We'll talk about Tim Walz, plus something interesting for dogs that I
Oh.
told Lloyd about, and
Oh.
his mind was blown. That's next.